So let's stick with Bethlehem, because that's where Jesus was born. A king greater than David is born in Bethlehem. The prophecy, which is from Micah, points to Bethlehem as the place from which God's rule will be extended to all nations. But Herod, a thoroughly bad king, isn't going to be happy about that. I wonder if any of you remember Balaam in the Old Testament and his talking donkey. Balaam was a wise man, like the wise men, from another country, just as they were. Balak was a bad king who tried to get him to cause trouble for the Hebrew people. But Balaam, with the wisdom of his talking donkey to help him, obeyed God, not bad King Balak. It's very familiar, isn't it? Now we have bad King Herod trying to get wise men from another country to cause trouble for the newborn king. But they obey God, not the bad king. And I'm interested to see that Balaam's prophecy, way back in the book of Numbers, even has something about a star in it and the worship of the wise men. This is Balaam's prophecy. He writes, "The prophecy of one who hears the words of God, who has knowledge of the Most High, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate and whose eyes are opened. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel." So the prophets anticipated this amazing king that's born in Bethlehem. I'm just going to Egypt, excuse me, it's a little way, because Herod's reaction is just like Pharaoh's. He is going to be absolutely unbelievable to innocent children. But God protects Jesus just as he protected Moses. History repeats itself in some ways, but in other ways, history is turned on its head, because this time, Egypt is the place to run to, not to run from. Egypt this time is the safe place. But back in Judah, bad things are happening. Well, actually, very good colouring's happening here, but bad things are happening. And Matthew uses Jeremiah's prophecy, Jeremiah's poetry, and he's comparing the utter anguish of that exile time and the utter anguish caused by Herod's cruelty. In the Old Testament, Jeremiah, as prophets do, not only tell the truth just as it is, whoever they're telling it to, but he goes on to sound hope, as prophets do. He says this misery will go on for a while, a long while, but there will be hope at the end of it. And Matthew, even as he tells this very grim part of the story of Jesus' birth, Matthew is anticipating the final events of the gospel, the utter anguish of the cross, followed by the astonishing hope of the resurrection. Because that title, King of the Jews, is the trigger for Herod's horror and the mocking accusation of the cross. I'll read you what Jeremiah continues to say. He goes on with the hope. "Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. There is hope for your descendants, declares the Lord." So, three defining moments of the New Testament: Egypt and God's rescue, Bethlehem and God's king, Rama and hope, even after a long, long struggle. We didn't read the Nazareth prophecy because, in fact, it's a bit of a mystery, that one. No one knows where exactly it comes from. It's very disputed. Maybe anyway, the whole significance is that Nazareth was an insignificant place in an insignificant part of the country. Yet Jesus became known as Jesus of Nazareth. And apparently one of the early names for Christians was the Nazarenes. The coming of Jesus fulfilled the expectations of history, but it also had elements of the completely unexpected. Now, I want to see how this is going here. Is anybody prepared to hold up how it's looking so far? Could you possibly hold that up, Alice? There's more going on here. Now, you're on your own here, Taylor. Are you getting any crosses on doors? Oh, my word, what fantastic. I hope you got a bit of help as well as just you. That's fantastic. And what about what we think of Herod? Ah. Jonah's knocked his sign down. Good point. Can I just show them how horrible Herod is? Yeah, exactly. So, to finish, what are the implications for another place, London? From Bethlehem and Egypt and Ramah come, I think, good news and a prayer. From Bethlehem to London comes the good news that Jesus has come and he is King of Kings, gradually extending the power of love everywhere. So we pray, your kingdom come. From Egypt to London comes the good news that Jesus has died, rescued the lost, and enabled wrongs to be forgiven. So we pray, forgive us our sins. From Ramah to London comes the good news that Jesus has risen, giving us hope even through long struggles. So we pray, deliver us from evil. And from Nazareth to London comes the encouragement that insignificant as we might feel, we are challenged and empowered to continue bringing that good news to everyone. Thank you.